The SPA Women's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church invites all women to join them for a live simulcast with Priscilla Shira and worship with Anthony Evans.
Ministry is when you are patient still, when you are grace-filled still, when you still share the love of Jesus, and when you spend time in the Word of God. The reason is so that you can get to know His stripes, because it's by those stripes that you have been healed, that you have been set free, and that you have been delivered.
You'll be inspired and challenged to step into God's plan for your life as Priscilla delivers a powerful message of encouragement and truth from the Word of God. It's all happening Saturday, April 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. Registration is $20, which includes lunch and materials. Don't miss the chance to experience Priscilla Shira live. Go to BethelDeliverance.org to register today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
For a miracle.
Listen to Jesus. Verse 26, he said, look at the birds. They don't have jobs, they don't sow, and they don't reap, and they don't have a savings account. But God feeds them. Are you not better than a bird? Anybody in here not better than a bird? We are all better than birds. Tell your neighbor, get your act together. You better than a bird. If God feeds birds, what makes you think he can't feed you? He said, and which one of you by worrying can put 1 inch on their height? Which one of you by worrying can make yourself better? If you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, you got it, babe. You have to set it in your mind. You know what, God? This is your problem. I had a situation in my body a couple years ago, and I kept going to the internet to study it. And every time I go to the internet, there'd be conflicting views. God loves Eric. He really pities me. He does. He does, because he knows how I am. And I was getting frustrated. Just going to different websites, looking at different, going, I was on WebMD, the Mayo Clinic. I was on everybody. And the Lord just gently spoke to me and said, if I can get you off that internet, I can heal you. I closed my computer. I picked up my Bible, and he healed me. See, God doesn't need as much help as you think he needs. God doesn't need that person to keep providing for you. God doesn't need that money to keep coming from that outside source. All God needs you to do is trust him. God needs you to trust him. God needs you to trust him. Stop looking for it from your direction, but look for it from God's direction. Those birds, they get up in the morning, they don't know where it's coming from. They just know it's coming. And they just fly around. That's all they do. And then they'll watch, and God will have somebody come outside and throw bread out. And the bird said, Shady Maple's open. And they just swoop right down because God touched someone's heart to do it. I was driving down the street the other day, and I'm thinking about faith and talking to God. And a squirrel is running in front of a car. And the car, I guess it was one of those, you know, sick, psychotic drivers who wants to hit the squirrel. Now, I know a squirrel is a rat with a bushy tail. I mean, that's really what they are, okay? But, I mean, come on. He didn't deserve to get killed. So the squirrel is kind of, you know, and the guy in the car is, and the squirrel jumps on a light pole and scampers up that pole. And my heart rejoiced. You see, the panic that he felt He wasn't trying to run from the car. He was looking for a pole. Because he knew he could go where the car couldn't. Unlike any other animal, he knew that his deliverance was up. When the devil's chasing you, just look for the pole. And you just go up. And he can't follow you when you go up. When you go up, he has to stay down in doubt land when you rising up to Faithville. I'm going back up to where I belong. God will keep you for wherever he's insulated you. You don't go into the bar and the crack house talking about I'm looking for somebody to the Lord. Like the one preacher that got caught over on Admiral Wilson Boulevard at the strip club talking about God sent him there to witness. Negro, please. God ain't send you to the strip club to witness. You went over there to make a booty call. You, and then you got caught and tried to throw God into it. God woke him up at 2 o'clock in the morning and told him to go over here to the strip club. No, faith doesn't lead you where the grace of God can't keep you. Jesus said, don't have anxiety. You worrying about everything. See, this is the reason why these times are both dangerous and exciting for the Christian. It is like the Oliver Twist says, it is the best of times and the worst of times, all simultaneously. The world is in a downward spiral to oblivion, but the child of God is demonstrating what happens when you come to Jesus. Some of you are worried about losing your Obamacare. Well, then pick up Isaiah Care. Let the government take your Obamacare. Go to Isaiah Care. By his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, Peter said, I am healed. My God, saints, this is an exciting time. The Bible is coming alive. God is showing his power. When Elijah's brook dried up, he may have wondered, what am I going to do? God said, get up and go to Zarephath. I've commanded somebody who's worse off than you to take care of you. Don't worry. Woo! Take no thought, verse 31, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or wherewithal shall you be clothed, because all the Gentiles seek after these things. All the unbelievers worry about that. He said, but your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. God knows you need food and clothes. That's all you need. Now, God doesn't know you need cable. He don't know you need an X1 platform where you speak to the thing, all right, Westerns. God doesn't know you need that, so that's why he doesn't provide it. He doesn't know you need DirecTV and Dish Satellite. He doesn't know that, but he knows you need food, he knows you need clothes, and he knows you need shelter. Now, what you put into it is up to your financial ability, but don't go to God and ask for cable. Because he don't have it in heaven. He's got food, he wears clothes, and he lives in a house. Now the rest of that stuff, that's just window dressing. Don't make it God's responsibility for your car. Lord, you know, as the preacher deserves this, that, and the other. I never bought a car based on what I deserved. I bought it based on what I can afford. I have never, in all of my years of being a child of God and driving, I have never gone to the car dealership and purchased a car by faith. I get it by negotiation, deals, coupons, and what I can afford. And I might look for some favor. Like, oh, yeah, we went to school together. You can always say we went to school together, because everybody in my generation, they don't remember anyway. So they're like, I did go to school with you. Yeah, you remember me. Just make sure you get a baby boomer when you go in. Now, we went to school together. Really? Jesus says, go to Mark chapter 11. Don't worry. See, you're a Christian, and a Christian should not worry because God is taking care of you. You ever know how good you feel when you have a significant person in your life who is going to do certain things for you, and they give you their word, and they do those things, and you know how good you feel when they come across? Okay, you ought to feel that way about God. Because humans, even those with the best of intentions, can fail. And you should never become angry when they fail. They reach their limits. But God has no limits. Jesus, I'm telling you, that's my hero. This man, look, when this man didn't have food, he just multiplied it. Now you know you bad. When you know the food, the supply that you have won't meet the need in front of you. So you don't dismiss people, you just multiply the food. You know you bad. When you have to pay taxes and you don't have any money in your pocket and you just tell them, go get a fish. You know you bad. And that's the Jesus that's walking with you. And if you learn how to listen to him, if you learn how to listen to him when you have a need, he'll tell you to go where the provision is. Throughout the Bible, he's sending people to where the provision is. Stop looking for it to come from where you're accustomed.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.